Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Oh, but Simon, we've got someone else in our Joy booth down here near the food court.
We have. Speaking of exciting, we've got Anna in from the Red Umbrella Project. How are you, Anna?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries. Tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Well, I'm here. I work with the Red Umbrella Project, where we're amplifying the voices of sex workers in the media. There's so much media out there about us, and so we're creating media about by us, for us. So we actually curated, along with my colleague Penelope PJ Starr from Best Practices Policy Project, which is another sex worker activist group. We curated a sex worker film fest, showed many, many awesome films made, again, by and for sex workers about our experiences earlier today. And tomorrow we have a really exciting performance that I've curated called Pretty Woman Redux, and it's about remixing mainstream media images of sex workers, and we have a really exciting lineup. I'm really excited to bring it to the main stage of the Global Village.
That's amazing. And I think one of the things is sort of building an awareness. And I know that I've been with Joy for 5 years, and I know that Joy has had programs and topics about sex workers. For me, even, it's been such an education to know more. So I think something like this this film festival would be fantastic at getting the awareness out. How long have you been with the Red Umbrella Project?
Actually, I've been involved with the Red Umbrella Project for a number of years. When I first started as an escort in the United States, it's very difficult. It's very isolating. We're very criminalized. So I saw that there was a media training workshop going on in New York, and when I heard about it, I thought that these are exactly the type of folks that I wanted to connect with. They're badass sex workers. Excuse my language. who, you know, want our voices heard. So, and part of that connection was really, really important to me, not only in being able to express myself and communicate, you know, what it really means to be a sex worker and get those messages out there and respond to all of the, you know, kind of destructive messages about sex workers in the media, but also connecting with other sex workers did a lot to allow me to remain safe and take care of myself and take care of others in my community. Those connections are super important. So I got involved doing the sex worker media training that they held, and I've continued that involvement by you know, putting on events, working with the group to put on events, and also have been published in a sex worker journal, that literary journal that we do, and wow, and mentoring other sex workers, and you know, gradually have become a leader in the organization, where I started just as someone, you know, who was interested in connecting with other sex workers.
Yeah, it's actually been quite a topical thing in the media over the last year, because it was almost exactly a year ago to the day that Tracy was murdered around the St Kilda area. She was a sex worker in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And there was a big vigil for her, I guess, around her funeral and that kind of thing. There was literally 5,000 or 6,000 people that turned up. And since that time, there's been a lot more awareness about safety issues for sex workers. There's a great organisation here in Melbourne called Gatehouse that work and have an open house for sex workers. So it's been good that there's been positive affirmation and positive change around safety and that kind of thing.
I mean, I think, so first of all, there's an amazing organization that is relatively local. They're based in Sydney, but they do a lot of work throughout the country called Scarlet Alliance that's represented here at the International AIDS Conference here in the Global Village. You can look out for the red umbrella suspended from the ceiling. And, unfortunately, sex workers' lives are sadly not as valued, and we see a lot of murdered and missing sex workers. Here in Australia, you actually have all three different models of regulating sex work is represented. So it's a really good, you're in a really good position here in Australia to kind of evaluate what's successful. So here in Melbourne, we have the legalization model, which sounds great, but it's actually extremely problematic. Folks are they have to get registered. Their privacy is not guaranteed. They're forced to get tested. It's extremely problematic. What's the state that Sydney, the most populated?
New South Wales.
You have a decriminalization model, and you really see how much it promotes sex worker safety, and it allows us to do all kinds of things where we can keep ourselves safe and also connect with others in our community to take care of each other. So
it's a fascinating area that not many people really get to experience or be a part of learn about very often. So it's great to see you here. If you want some more information, come down to the Global Village. You have a performance tomorrow at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
In right here in the Global Village. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come down and have a look, please do so. Anna, thank you very much for being with
us today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. We are here live, out and proud, live, loud and proud as well at the A2014 conference.
Thanks for listening to another Joy 94.9 AIDS 2014 20th International AIDS Conference special presentation podcast. Visit aids2014.joy.org.au and keep up to date on the conference during and following the event.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.